You are listening to Type Radio. My name is Julia Karl from Slanted Magazine and Weblog. Now we are talking.
What is that radio?
You listen to Type Radio. My name is Donald.
I'm Lisa.
We're here with Julia Karl.
That's right.
Okay.
Do you have an editorial background?
No, actually not. I studied graphic design in Darmstadt, Germany, 4 years, and was also always interested in writing, actually. I always love to organize things, plan things. Actually, I think most graphic designers hate. I love that. And then I made an internship at Magma Brand Design, the studio that is publishing Slanted Magazine and Weblog, and started to write for the blog, and I had much fun with that. And then I became interested in writing, actually. I made the first interviews to that time. Yeah, then I went back to the school to make my diploma, came back to Magma again, and then started to slanted the whole thing. So I'm not educated in writing or doing interviews or things like that, but it's a lot of fun.
Do you ever have a feeling that you would like
to learn it?
Yeah. No?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes, really. I thought several times about it, but at the moment it's like too much work actually to have time to do another study or something. Mm-hmm. So as long as it works, it's okay for me at the moment.
Where do you think then you're lacking? Is there something that you think you're missing that other journalists say have?
I think it's the way how probably journalists have a system, how they make interviews, and they learned something, how to build this up. Mm-hmm. I never learned it, so it's like I do it more emotionally and think about what could be interested for our readers. But I think there are always mistakes in it. I'm not sure how to behave during an interview. Probably there are some behavings mm-hmm. that should be other. I don't know.
But isn't it also like if you start with your own curiosity about people or about design or whatever subject?
Yeah.
That's a good starting point, whatever it takes.
Well, I think what was interesting for me about the writing and also the interviewing is always not to do only graphic design by myself, but see it more objectively, like describing graphic design, writing about graphic design, not doing only the stuff on my own. So I think if you think about graphic design and write about it, it's good for yourself to do something, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what is your most memorable interview then?
Well, actually, I think there are two. When I started in 2008 with Slanted, it was actually directly after my diploma, so it was a greenhorn.
What is a greenhorn?
A fresh one.
A fresh one.
Okay.
No ideas, yeah. Nothing, knows nothing about anything.
The rookie,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
Lars told me, ask Ed Bangert. So I wrote Ed an email and asked him whether he would be interested or whether he had the time to be interviewed by me. And then it took, I think, 2 weeks, and then he really wrote back, and I didn't expect that he's really answering. And he wrote me an email, very, very kind, like the type, everything centered in the emails, like colored in the back, looked really, really nice, and it would be a great pleasure for me to get interviewed by you, something like that. And then I was completely excited about that, because we made that via mail, but it was very, very exciting for me just to get the possibility to that time to ask him questions. Mm-hmm. So this was one time, and what was also really funny was with Chip Kidd. I met him at Typo, I think, 2 or 3 years ago, also in the beginning. Actually, the most memorable interviews are the ones in the beginning, because it was so totally new to me and everything was just a dream, something like mm-hmm. that. And he was really funny, and he painted a penis on my whole interview sheet in the end. And in the ejaculation, he wrote his email address so I could answer him. I think this was fun.
Well, so when we interviewed Chip Kidd, like the first thing he said when we started the interview is like that he really appreciated the opportunity to do this interview in the nude, that, that we were naked, sort of, and we were sort of, well, like, it was so funny because he sort of
taking advantage. Yeah, and then said, "Oh, you look really good."
Yeah. For your age, we're still, like, it's so funny to take the medium of radio, which is not visual, and immediately making a joke.
Yeah.
That's typical Chip Kidd.
Funny. He's a funny guy.
And what do you hate the most then? I'm curious, like when you're interviewing or...
Oh, I hate the most if this recording thing doesn't work, because it's like really embarrassing and annoying, and I feel embarrassed. Is it embarrassed?
Yeah.
If I have a date with somebody and then I have to stop it. I don't like if I make mistakes. I hate it. This is the one thing that I hate most.
Do you find there's differences between the male and female designers that you interview?
No, actually not. I think in the beginning it was more not the gender, but more the age. I was really nervous to interview somebody who was much more older than me. Like I was 24, starting with my first interviews in the, I say, international design scene. So it was always like, do they understand what I mean? Do they think I'm a little student? Something like that. Or I didn't know whether they really accept me as an interview partner in the beginning, but it was actually only in my head because nobody was ever like strange to me or something.
But do you still design?
Yes, I'm designing the Slanted magazine.
So you also design the whole, you do all the interview, you do almost everything.
Yes, not everything to 100%. Of course, there are also others. But if there is a question regarding Slanted or anything that has to do with Slanted is on my table. So I am the contact person for everything and I'm doing everything, actually.
So how many are on the team then?
We do the magazine with about three people. Yeah, three people. And of course, the internships also work for... Yeah, like reading the texts or help. But actually, I think designing, we are two or three. And also the editorial thing, we are really, really small group of people. And I think this is also very good because we can decide things much more faster than others probably can do it with 10 or 15 people.
And do you think of starting up another magazine or is this...
No. Well, we grew in the last years. Our aim is to not publish more than four times a year, but probably sell more magazines, because it's always difficult with the money. Yeah, the costs for producing Slanted are very high. The magazine price with 12 euro, I think, is okay, but others are much thinner and cost more, but we don't want to make it more expensive, so it would be fine if you could sell more of that magazine, but I do not want to do something else because I completely agree with all the content and I like doing that.
And it's partly German, partly English. Are you sort of, because I sense somewhat of a struggle in the magazine when reading it. Of course, I can read a little bit of German, my English is better, so it makes it easier for me to read the English articles, which makes me think, so why don't we make the whole magazine in English and open it up for a more international audience?
Yeah, things changed a little bit in the past four or five magazines. We made a redesign with issue number 11, where you can't find quite no text in the beginning, and then you have the interviews and an index and with the descriptions in English in the back of the magazine. At the moment, it's like that the editorial is German, but actually this is quite the only thing that is still German and everything else is in English nowadays. So we see that problem, but actually it's still like we are German, we have this underline das Gefühl Typografie, which is a very strong quote. Many people identify with that in Germany. So it's like we cannot really... It's a problem for ourselves to say we are completely in English. Mm. So at the moment it's like that quite everything is in English besides the editorial, actually.
The themes.
Yeah.
How do you think of the themes? Like, what sort of steers you towards, like, let's say, the porn issue with the disco lettering and stuff? How do you decide on that?
Well, we are always thinking about the topics or the themes, and then we meet. If I say we meet, it's Lars Harmsen, Flo Gärtner and me, which are actually responsible for the magazine. And then it's like, okay, I would like to do that. Okay, I have another idea, let's do that. And then we have about 10 new topics, and then we decide, okay, we do this for number 15, this for number 16, this for number 17. You just said something about the porn issue, which was actually Geometrics, the topic. It was a series of four magazines, number 7 till number 10, which had this poster wrapped around the cover. And on the cover, there was the sentence in the end after these four issues, porn for type lovers. That's a sentence Ivo Gabrovich from Fontrop International once said about Slanted.
Sorry. A bit. Hello. I think I'm home.
We have right. Birds in the studio.
Yeah, and yeah.
Ivo Grabovich.
Yeah, Gabrovich.
Who yeah. came up with a...
Who, yeah. who made this Fontwerk blog, and then I think he's marketing manager from Fontshop International now. Yeah, and he said that, I think, on the Font blog about us. And then we made this four issue dedicated to that topic. And because of this sentence, we made this Geometrics porn. Then we had an issue about two-dimensional, three-dimensional type. This was 2D, 3D, 4, because of the 4 of the sentence, and so on. So we had.
So it's basically organically the theme shapes itself, yeah. And you have a couple of articles that sort of seem to fit it, and then you try to find more. And
it was for this 4 issues, but we actually, our plan is to make a new design every 4 issues, because we are publishing ourselves, so we can do what we want. Mm. We are like a bit bored after 4 issues doing the same, so after issue number 15, we will do something else again. No, 14. 11, 12, 13, 14. 14.
What is the next issue? What is the next one?
It's a double issue, actually. It's belonging to the number 13, which was about humanist grotesque fonts. Actually, we have the grotesque theme for 2 issues because it's so big and so, just too big for 1 issue. And then we said we make a humanist issue for number 13. And then we have a newer grotesque 2, which is like based on the geometric American grotesque, but the newer ones, not a Helvetica or something like that.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. What is that radio?